During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. NATO, the Washington, D.C. summit on the eve. We're looking at the 2 days of conversations between the allies, the new member of NATO, that would be Sweden, and the possible new members around the world. This is the Ukraine conflict front and center. This is 2 years plus of war with the Russian Federation and its allies. That would be Beijing, Tehran, and possibly Pyongyang. I welcome Katrina Vandenhoevel, the editorial director and the publisher of The Nation magazine, because what started out as an invasion of Ukraine is now a global contest. It is not clear where the lines are on either side, but there's a lot of movement. Katrina, a very good evening to you. NATO is gathering in Washington. The conversation about Ukraine is no longer the only conversation. What are you watching for? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think the NATO, what will be at the forefront is, of course, how NATO handles the Ukraine question. It's going to be handled, it seems, with a bridge to NATO is the expression, which is not bridge to peace, but bridge to NATO. In other words, a promise of accession, not unlike the one preferred by the alliance 16 years ago at the NATO summit in Bucharest. There will be the backdrop of increasing geopolitical tension. There will be the interesting French election that is in the background, foreground. There will be some movement toward the relationship between Europe and the United States, whether there will be more European autonomy. There will be boasting of how Europe has met some of the financial requirements, meeting the GDP requirements. But I do think one of the most interesting pieces is the move to NATO-ize China, the Indo-Pacific, inviting U.S. allies, as the White House has, as NATO has, to the summit, Japan, South Korea, Australia, I believe New Zealand. So I think that is very much to watch, because that will begin the process of not only containing Russia, as NATO was conceived of, but moving toward China. And there will be a growing disconnect, I think, John, between European and U.S. priorities, with the U.S. increasingly focused on China, with differences with European allies.
NATO. First concern is Ukraine. Is there any movement that you've seen, either in Moscow, in Kyiv, or in Washington, for Ukraine to join NATO? Is that talk still alive?
No. I think everything is being done to paper over, but not to offer membership. I think the forefront is how to resolve to end ceasefire, armistice, some way this war. It will not be done soon in any measure. Not clear how much more money or weapons could go. But you do have a flank, as you mentioned earlier, John. You know, you have the Estonian prime minister is going to be the foreign minister of the EU. You have Rutte coming in to replace the secretary general of NATO, Stoltenberg, who leaves in October. But there is a phalanx of those in certainly the Baltics, in certain countries, maybe Sweden, which feels that the deterrence collective defense meaning of NATO is critical for them. It's not clear other parts of Europe, certainly Germany, and I think with the new, you know, we don't know how the National Popular Front in France is going to play out, but there's increasing interest in these older European countries in trying to find a way to end Ukraine. They don't have the resources. They're feeling the pain. There is talk, however, John, of a NATO office in Ukraine. Which, you know, is kind of rubbing the stuff in the stuff. But that's where it's at. I think prioritizing Ukraine's NATO membership in this summit is dangerously misguided. But I do think also that the human costs of the war in Ukraine are leading those inside Ukraine and in other parts of Europe to try to find a way forward and not drilling down on the war.
The U.S. leadership has been in place for, what is this? This is the 75th anniversary. Is that in question, the U.S. leadership?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, first of all, NATO at 75 has been in search of meaning and purpose, certainly since the end of the Cold War. You've had, you know, out of area or out of business is the line. So it's fought terrorism. It's a democracy builder. But I do think that there is an interest in European, more European, how to put it, sovereignty or autonomy, that it build out on bilateral alliances or just be more independent. And that's not just if Trump is elected. I mean, there is an element now of trying to Trump-proof some of what might happen if he is elected in light of his position, which is, you know, back and forth on Ukraine. But that's, I think, going to be an ongoing situation. But I do think China, Asia, is the future of what this administration, Biden administration, or a Trump administration, that is almost a bipartisan consensus. And the military has been gearing up for the China conflict. It didn't plan on Ukraine. And I do think there's an effort to kind of begin to downplay Ukraine and how to manage the intra-Ukrainian situation with Zelensky. And it's ongoing conflict inside Ukraine that they know of. But this summit, in my eye, John, should be a clear-eyed one, not a nostalgic kind of celebration of NATO.
There is indication that allies of the United States are badly shaken by the controversy over the president's health. Have you heard the similar things, Katrina?
Absolutely. Coming out of the G7 meeting, it's now reported that many of those attending were deeply shaken by Biden. They hadn't seen him, I think, in a few years, and how he had was so diminished. So I think that is going to be a central part, certainly for the U.S. media. More attention will be paid to what is planned as a press conference, a solo press conference by President Biden Thursday at the end of the summit. So that will galvanize more attention that might have been paid to NATO. So I think it's going to be an unusual summit and more attention paid to an organization that I suspect, and I say this with humility, millions of people don't know what it is or what it does, but those attending will also be paying close attention.
Yes, it's either good timing or bad timing. I can't tell.
I know.
The president's controversy all of a sudden erupted. It erupted. July 4th week, and now we're given
into this.
It's a dual, what do they call it? It's a split screen NATO.
It's like a dual mission. It's out of area. No one expected this was going to occur. But I might just close, if I could, with I've been running this U.S.-Russia Accord, the U.S. Committee on American-Russia Accord.
What's the website?
The website is usrussiaaccord.com. We put out a statement today on the NATO summit and just arguing that the end to build a bridge to peace is a priority, not to continue this bridge to NATO. And I welcome people to take a look at it. It's just prioritizing Ukraine's NATO membership seems dangerously misguided at this time.
And last concern, because you have good correspondence inside Russia, and I talk to Moscow every other week, has the controversy over the president rattled them as well?
Yes, and it's on TV expansively, as it is around the world. So it has rattled them, and it's not clear, you know, how that will be framed moving forward. Many of them in Russia who have access to TV, computer screens, will be watching Thursday as well.
Katrina Vandenhoevel, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
during the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale. We're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at coda.com.